The press lately has done an effective job of focusing on all of the bad news of layoffs, lower sales volumes, inventory reductions, government bailouts, and reduced sales levels. With all of this bad news, we need to remember the press can only report from a history focus. Markets will have to significantly recover and buyers will need to start buying again before the press will report our economy is improving. As bad as the nightly news is right now, there are still businesses and markets starting to see improvements in buying. What about you? Has your business started to pick up yet? Even if sales haven't improved yet, are you at least starting to see any increases in your buyers' initial buying efforts? As businesses and buyers hunker down to get through this recession, inventory levels have been stripped to the lowest possible levels. Fewer products are being stocked on retail shelves, and less manufacturing capacity is available today. Businesses that used to keep 4 to 6 weeks of product inventory on hand are now keeping as little as a week. So what does all this mean to you in sales? Due to all of these inventory and production reductions, there is now a vacuum being created within the American distribution system. Businesses spent the last year or so dramatically reducing inventory levels, cutting costs, and shedding employees. When business does start to pick up, even slightly, you're going to see a lot of businesses unprepared and under-inventoried to handle any uptick in demand. Some salespeople are already seeing an increase in discussions even if orders haven't yet materialized. What are your plans for the rest of this year? Are you and your sales team ready to take advantage of this just-starting or about-to-start improved buying climate? The sad reality is most sales teams aren't. Most sales organizations have also cut staff, eliminated training, reduced inventories, and even reduced product offerings as they work to survive this recession. Most companies are still in their bunker mentality, still hiding out by only servicing existing customers and waiting for their markets to improve. When do you plan to start shifting your focus from this scarcity attitude most have had as this recession has progressed to a more future-focused attitude of helping your customers and yourself get ready for the economic recovery some see already starting to slowly happen? But taking advantage of any significant change in a market, either up or down, takes planning, organization, training, and practice. Are you and the rest of your sales team ready and able to take advantage of this first wave of new customer buying and inventory rebuilding? There are only two choices available to you in this now improving economy. You can either sit around and wait for proof that things are getting better, or you can go out and proactively start rebuilding and selling more now before your competitors wake up and get back to work. Want to be one of the first to lead the increased sales that comes from an economic recovery? There are 5 steps you can begin implementing now that can ensure you're on the leading edge of this just starting recovery. Step 1 is to begin preparing for your buyers to start buying again. The best place to begin your preparations is to first evaluate how your current selling attitude and energy levels are affecting your overall selling results, especially after over a year of a down or tougher economy. Most salespeople have spent at least the last year getting beat up by the economy, their competitors' aggressive price cutting, hassled and demanding customers, and lower commission checks. With all of this hitting you, it's understandable why your energy and attitude might not be in the best shape right now. You need to lead this change. As the economy improves and strengthens, buyers' expectations and perceptions will also change. Any profound change in the economy will also generate a profound change in buyers' attitudes, expectations, and approaches to buying. Customers are tired of hearing everyone, including the salespeople calling on them, complain about the economy and how no one is buying. As a consultant, I'm asked all the time by both customers and program attendees, "So how's your business doing?" I've learned people really don't want to hear about me and my company. What they're really asking for is some indication, somebody, hell, anybody, is doing better and sees an end to all of this. Now, you don't want to lie, but you also don't want to vent your spleen with all the gory details about how bad things are or how many people were laid off at one of your other customers. Our customers and buyers look to us for direction and leadership. If you can't talk positive about today, well, then talk positive about how you see things looking in the near future. Helping our buyers improve their attitudes and energy levels is a critical service we as salespeople can provide to our prospects and existing customers. What can you be doing to become more energized and positive about your business and your future improvements over the next several months? Step 2 to leading this economic recovery is to adjust your sales tools to best communicate your competitive value in this new post-recession buying culture. As we come out of this recession, you'll notice and can expect to see a significant cultural shift in the attitudes and values buyers place on their buying philosophies and vendor relationships. This type of profound cultural buying shift has occurred after every major recession or national crisis. Anyone who experienced the Great Depression of the 1930s forever changed the way he or she spent and saved money. A number of economists and behavioralists are predicting we'll be seeing a similar cultural shift in how people spend and save in the future. Whether we like it or not, our selling messages of value, uniqueness, and cost will all need to be adjusted to realign with these new buyer mentalities. How much change have you already made to your selling language and uniqueness presentations to your customers? I believe and predict we as sales professionals will see four profound shifts in our buyers' attitudes, interests, and behaviors. How many of these four changes can you take advantage of now, ahead of the rest of your competitors? The first buying change is active competitive shopping. As our buyers reevaluate and redefine what they want and need, we can also expect to see an increase in competitive shopping. Now more than ever, we as salespeople need to increase our awareness of our competitors, their strengths and weaknesses, and how we can best differentiate our uniqueness and value to our buyer. The second significant change in buyers' attitudes is a stronger focus on buyers' needs and demands. Under this new economic recovery culture, you'll also see more demands and expectations about what your customers find of value and want to hear. We can expect the old presentation style of telling them all about our products, features, and benefits, with them then figuring out why they would want to buy, will continue to lose its effectiveness. We'll need to focus and spend more time talking about the value and impact a customer can receive from using our stuff, and less about how great our stuff really is. This parallels the concept I've talked about in past articles that my father taught me about buyers not going into a hardware store to buy a drill, but instead going in to buy the opportunity to make holes. Now, more than ever, we as salespeople need to leave our product-focused selling styles and instead shift to a more customer-focused, opportunity-to-make-holes selling philosophy. The third buyer change in this new economic environment is going to be the demand for more complete financial justification and proof of promised savings. Though always relevant to selling and buying, financial justification to quantify the exact cost and savings generated by your products or services lost a lot of importance during the last 10 years of growth and prosperity. Since continuous growth and financial improvement was assumed to continue, there was a more positive sense of optimism in buyers. Now, because of these tougher and more demanding times, we can expect to see our buyers asking for more proof and detailed breakdowns of our exact costs and savings. We can also expect them to demand stronger proof and guarantees that we can indeed produce all of the savings we've been promising in our sales presentations. What can you be doing now to collect additional cost and savings proof from your existing customers to prepare for when your customers increase their demands for financial documentation of what you've been promising? The fourth and final change we can expect to see in buyers is a greater interest in reducing or avoiding risk. Recent economic news concerning job layoffs, business closings, the banking crisis, and the stock market crash have all contributed to our buyers now becoming more risk-averse in their buying and business decisions. You can increase your competitive value and uniqueness when you can prove how you and your products or services can provide your customers with a provable lower risk of doing business. What can you be doing now to strengthen your references and to clarify your messaging to prove you are indeed the lowest risk alternative to your buyers? A tougher and more competitive selling environment demands tougher and more clearly defined selling tools in order to be successful. What can you now do to improve your selling tools, references, and positioning? The third step in selling to this economic recovery is to help your existing customers get ready for their new post-recession buying efforts. During this early economic recovery time, you need to be careful to pick your selling opportunities. You need to evaluate and decide where each of your customers are with their perceptions and beliefs about today's economy. A business on its knees and struggling to keep everyone employed will not find much value in talking about how they plan to improve things as the economy improves. Which of your current customers would be interested in at least starting a conversation of what they'll want to change, improve, or redirect under these new buying mentalities? And what can you do to identify your list of customers who will want to be in this first wave to find interest and value discussing how their buying environment and expectations will likely change over the next several months? The fourth step is to increase your prospecting utilizing your stronger, more competitive post-recession buying and selling tools. Now is such a great time to initiate additional new business prospecting while most markets are still depressed and your competitors are minimizing their new business selling efforts and energies. As we discussed earlier in this article, buyers are more interested and open to hearing from alternative sources in today's changing times. This is also a great time to target your competitors' best accounts for your prospecting efforts. They're more likely to be open to alternative suggestions than at any time in the last several years. Buyers coming out of a recession are looking for new and better ways to run their businesses. So what can you do to free up more time and energy to increase your new business prospecting efforts? And the fifth and final step to leading this economic recovery in your selling efforts is to improve your selling skills, structures, and strategic positioning so you can maximize all of your post-recession opportunities. Today's buyers will be demanding more than just business as usual as they come out of this recession and begin to reshape how and why they buy. Do you have all of the sales skills, multiple-step selling tactics, and messages of uniqueness to gain a competitive edge with today's new buyer expectations? Now is the time to take it up a notch, to improve your skills, and to increase your competitive uniqueness and value. Selling is a science, not an art. You have an opportunity to improve your personal selling skills as well as your sales tools and ability to communicate a stronger message of competitive uniqueness and value. We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough? And are you willing to take the risk to be one of the first sales professionals talking and helping your buyers get prepared for this next economic recovery? Thanks for listening.